I got my JD degree, which is Juris Doctor. So, but what I'm telling you is not my experience. I reflect what any number of other kids, and mostly Jewish kids, uh-huh. went through. Yeah. The only difference was me coming from a small town, like uh-huh. Newton, Decatur, uh-huh. I became sort of a father confessor to most of these kids in the city, because they were almost ghettoized. When they went to Marshall High or Payne Tech or something, they were with only Jewish students. Mm. They were with only Jewish teachers. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the example of what coming from a small town means. Mm-hmm. For some reason or other, they looked upon you as being somewhat different, you know, from themselves.
The city kids did?
Yeah, yeah. And I could communize with non-Jewish people more easily. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I had a small town rearing. Mm-hmm. One day in law school, a very good friend of mine, he's a basketball player from prison, who's now in law school, he used to see me monitoring and taking care of the library. And we did be friends, a fellow named Graves. And I was down cleaning up the stacks in the lower level of the Levy Memorial Law Library. And he said, and he knew my name. My name is Isidore Katz. And he's talking to me downstairs while I'm doing my job around the golf course. He says, Katz, he says, don't you get irritated, he said, by all these Jewish kids up in the front rows of the lecture halls over right now? He says, volunteer answers. And I said, oh, does that bother you, Brown? Yeah. Well, I said, no, I said, I sat back, I don't take the front seats, you know. He said that they were forward, no, pressing, you know, to be get the attention. I said, well, that's the way they are. I mean, you don't find that offensive to me, do you? He said,